Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game 2 of Phil's Nationals tonight. On WIP, first pitch is at 6:45. We will get to leading off a little later this hour for you. But now, everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, listen, there's always entertaining stuff going on this station and a lot of entertaining things that perk a lot of our ears up as to what hits on this show versus doesn't hit on this show. Mm-hmm. Now, some members of the Phillies broadcast, they're back.
Oh.
Reoccurring guests. We have another Jollyism that we need to add to the conversation. And a certain host here is out of line once again. But the first thing I'm going to start with on the top five best things I've heard on the air in the last day is, you know, I'm usually never the butt of jokes with any audio on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly you two.
Yeah, because you're the one that controls the audio. Because
I control the audio.
Yeah.
Well, this is brought up yesterday, and I feel like we need to bring the audio back to life. The start of yesterday's Top 5 of 5 with this gem. Do you guys remember Yanny versus Laurel? You guys remember this at all?
No.
So it went viral.
Okay.
Wondering, because I guess it's an optical illusion, but you hear
it's
with your
ears.
It's
a color of a dress, right?
See, I didn't hear you say it. It's an optical illusion, but you hear it with your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want me to say? It's an earical illusion?
It's an
auditory
illusion.
Auditorial.
Yeah. Audio illusion.
I've never heard that before. I've only heard of optical illusion.
But that is with your eyes.
Yes. Optics are.
Yeah. So it's not an optical illusion for your ears.
It could be, though.
It's no.
But you get the point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the point. That's good. The fourth best thing I heard on the air last night is from our good friend John Kruk, who threw this out of nowhere.
He's just pulling it inside. That was 98, too.
Yeah, he's tugging everything right now.
Whoa.
Oh, God. I missed that. He was whacking that thing. Tugging everything right now.
That was 98, too.
Yeah, he's tugging everything right now.
Did T-Mac react at all?
I don't think so. I don't think so. There's a lot of baseball lingo. When there's wood and balls
I'm
involved.
I'm telling you, man.
It's made for it.
I don't know how they get through a broadcast without saying something.
No balls.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough, man. Yeah. It's tough. And
I don't hear Kruk do it a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Kruk needs to give us more material, for sure. But don't worry, T-Mac, not to be outdone. Drop this gem.
I'm ready to go. Swing and a miss. He got him. Throw him a cutter down and away. Big strikeout. And that wraps up this seventh inning. The Nationals do pull within one on the double by Abrams, but then Strom is able to get Wood.
Whoa!
It's time to stretch.
Why would he say that?
Abrams, but then Strom is able to get Wood.
Of course, James Wood.
James Wood?
Yeah.
Then Strom is able to get Wood.
Yeah. I'm glad this comes on at 5 when they're already in the booth preparing for the show.
Strom is able to get Wood.
To do the broadcast. They don't have to hear you with this.
I think T-Mac would have a good attitude about it.
Just laugh along with
them. Yeah, I think so.
Strom's able to get one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yep. Good stuff. The second best thing I've heard on the air, this is actually not the last 24 hours, but when there's a prime new Jolly Cut, has to be added into the top five at five, because again, we're always monitoring. And I don't, like, I think I know what he means when he says this, but I wonder if you guys read it the same way. Here's Jolly from over the weekend.
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
Huh?
Wait, what did
what
he
does
say?
That mean?
Wait, say
sizes that for people in prison?
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, how big someone is?
Have you ever noticed Jolly's got so many things he lives by or whatever? He's always talking about things that he lives by.
Yeah, a lot of creed.
Yeah, he lives by. Yeah. Size is for people in prison.
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
All right.
By the way, I don't remember anybody ever saying.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's not a popular saying.
No, it's not like, you know, you see the forest of the trees. Yes. Or
some Googling it.
Yes. Circus and poppin' stance, you know? Like,
yes, no. There's no, for what it's worth, in Google, there is no mention of the phrase size is for people in prison.
But something
no one
Jolly
says
lives
this
by, though.
No one says this.
There's also way better examples for, like, what he's trying to say, I think.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like,
I don't know. What is he trying to say?
No, again, no idea.
Was he talking about?
Talking about big people?
I think it's about big people, because I guess there's fights in prison.
Well, but what was the context?
Yeah, context.
Was
he
talking
about the draft?
Yeah.
No idea.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Right? He's talking about the he's talking about the kid from Texas.
And by the way, size actually does matter in that respect. Doesn't matter in every respect, but it does matter with
in prison?
No, in the NFL players.
Oh yeah.
Of course it matters.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure, for sure.
Maybe somebody was talking about Makuba being too small
That's what I'm thinking. Yes.
But of course, Jolly only thinks it matters for people in prison. Do you think Jalen Carter's size is an advantage? I actually do.
Size matters in football, too.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, not just in prison.
Let's see if Angelina can get me the context as to what he was talking about.
It has to be, right? It has to be the draft.
There's only, I don't live by a lot of sayings, but one it's like, where did
he wakes up in the morning and says, sizes for people in prison.
Yeah.
But the number one best thing I heard on the air in the last 24 hours is the morning show host is back at it again, looking for free handouts.
Oh,
it seems like
no.
Every day he's trying to get free this, free that, his sister into a party. He's out of control. Well, he might have gone a bridge too far today with this.
So now's the time, and thank you, Matt. I may be in touch. Now's the time. Amy told me like 2 years ago I couldn't do this, but since she hasn't told me this year, I'm going to do it. Because she got annoyed a couple years ago when I did this, and she's probably still sleeping, so she won't hear this. Call to action that anyone that personally knows me or doesn't, I'll take the offers for free lodging for a summer weekend down the shore.
Oh, my God.
All right? Like,
you're not allowed to do that.
Sure I am, because
no,
I don't
not.
Own a shore house.
Maybe Amy doesn't want to just go to some person's house she doesn't know for a weekend.
All right.
Have you thought about
this
that?
Can't
you ready
be
for
real.
This, James?
You'll go without her. Is
how about I'll go without her? How about any of my friends that she does know or doesn't know? We'll take those offers. Amy's friends, we'll take those offers.
How about you rent a house?
Well, I do that.
Yeah,
I don't rent a house.
Throw a little cash out, big dog.
I get a little spot once or twice a year. But, John, I mean, if you have the power of the microphone,
why
not?
That's what it's for.
There's no way.
He's abusing his power.
He can't be serious. He can't be serious.
We took a free trip to stay in Fred Barnett's house.
Was that the Bahamas? Where'd he go?
Yeah, Bahamas. And he ruined his plumbing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. With an entire... Like the entire Delaware Valley who goes down the shore, like maybe they have a friend or something like that, but they're all paying. They're all renting. There's a reason all the shore houses
going,
are rented.
No one's going to the shore, free.
Yeah, like that's so disrespectful to everyone who pays for it.
Yes.
That's a great quote right there if you want to pull that.
I was trying to get by that without focusing in on that, yes.
Disrespectful specifically to me who pays for a week. At the Delaware Beach.
Yeah,
he's not.
I would pay for a week too if I go to Ocean City.
Yeah, when you go to Ocean City, Maryland.
For a week, yeah.
What
is he? What is
he's
wrong
looking
with
for
him?
Handouts. He's just looking for handouts. He thinks he's a big deal.
Here's my thing, though.
He makes a.
I don't know what he makes. I'm assuming he makes a decent salary.
A decent salary. He's a morning show host at WIP.
Well, and you don't have any kids, wife, or anything. So it's not like you're taking care of a family.
Right. That's why I got 6 billion hats.
Like, are you kidding me? I got college tuitions to pay for and everything else.
What a selfish little man. Selfish little man.
He has his own chef he has to pay for.
He does.
Those meals on wheels don't cost him a whole lot to do that. Because first of all, it's Joe. What is he eating? He's not eating anything that's
fancy. No.
Yes, he's not eating anything fancy.
But it's a lot more expensive than paying for making the food yourself.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
No doubt about it.
That is so insulting.
But I look at that spot, I say that's an expense that he should be okay with.
But
he can handle that.
Paying a couple thousand dollars for a shore house?
Yes. For a week. Yeah, you can handle that.
I'm not saying it's not a lot of money, but people all around the Delaware Valley do.
Yes. And he wouldn't even need, you know, if I'm getting an Airbnb or renting a shore home, that's for four people plus two dogs.
Right.
What is he doing?
He needs a one bedroom. Yeah. He get a condo.
What is he doing?
He get a condo. Here's, you know, and the other thing you're talking about, he doesn't need to save. I mean, he's so unhealthy. It's not like he's going to live for a long time.
Wow. How much longer do you think he got?
Him?
Yeah.
The camera? The 10? Camera doesn't make it past 60.
Wow.
10 to 15?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no way. There's no way. He's so, like, he's just not healthy.
Not eating healthy. Yeah. Sure.
He's not a healthy guy. 215-592-9494. By the way, this hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ben knows something about prison, I guess. Ben, you're on WIP.
Well, no, I don't know a lot, but when people say that, they're talking about in prison, you know, in prison and that culture, physical size is associated with dominance, intimidation, protection, and it's only relevant in environments like prison where physical dominance matters for survival. So therefore,
or football
size does matter. For football, size does matter.
Yes, but
prison.
But his point
also.
Was, but
yeah,
his point
also.
Yeah, his point was that size only matters in prison. He was saying that it doesn't matter in football.
Right.
No, it matters in football.
Yes,
I agree with you.
I'm aware.
Ike, yeah, man. Ike, I have a message for you, baby.
Oh boy. Oh God.
Okay.
This is not.
You know what it is. Go blue. Go blue, baby.
Got him.
Can he even do the rest of the show?
He's a broken man
I'll
now.
I'll survive. Yeah, I'll survive.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Now, hey, Corey may not survive if he was doing the show and you say go blue at him.
No, that's his main rival. That's our main rival at Ohio State.
4 years in a row, he's been beaten by
listen,
them.
Hey, listen. See, all these little go blue fans, they got their little time right now. Just remember, in the last 30 years,
all right.
It's like 26-4. All right, so y'all had that little last 4 year run. Hey, who the champ? Somebody got asked them, who the champ?
The Buckeyes, baby, the Buckeyes.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, that's all that matter. They, you know, that little.
We're out of time.
But look, so, you know, hey, nice little.
Wow, five.
Finding a lot of stuff when it comes to, like, you know.
Corey, can you start over?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we missed you.
bad. You got me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
When it comes to our college football team, you know, I like, we align, you know, pretty well. And it's like, how come you be giving the Phillies like 97 chances? You know what I'm saying? Like, why, how come, you know what I'm saying, you got so much like faith in them? Like, where does faith come from? Because I know when it comes to football team, you know what I'm saying?
Can we just talk about the baseball team?
I just want to know. I'm talking about your faith. I just want to know because maybe it's something that I'm missing. I just want to know your point of view.
They've won more playoff games. Okay, I'll give you my point. They've won more playoff games than any team in Major League Baseball over the last 3 years. They won 95 games last year. They have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. Their general manager, who I don't think has done a great job, but has a long history of winning in baseball. So my faith comes from those things. I am just as disappointed in the dumb errors as everybody else, but I do not believe that's a game they would have won. The game they won last night, I don't think it's a game they would have won a couple of weeks ago. So that's where the faith comes. Now, I don't think they're the favorite to win the World Series. I'm not feeling super confident, but I do not think the negative energy matches what they are doing or what they have done.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know. So you came on, you know, put the gloves on, ready to throw punches at me. I was just asking a question, partner, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know what you were thinking. Because, you know, I just don't see it. You know, I don't got optimism, and I just wanted somebody, you know, somebody of, like, stature, you know, like you, to give me, you know, optimism of this team.
What I do, Corey.
Jack, we supposed to rely on Jack. Jack, he supposed to be the optimism guy. But he only, you know, he a front runner.
Yeah, he is.
When keeping it real goes wrong, everyone wants me to be realistic about the Phillies. I do it, and now everyone hates me.
Nah, we want when the things is going bad. We need somebody to rally.
Yeah,
troops.
But listen, like, I'm a caught like I see it kind of guy, Corey.
Yeah, but you're not like that with the Phillies. Now you are because you know it's a bad situation. But normally you ain't like that. You know. When Ike, you know, when the Eagles is going bad, Ike rally the troops. That's what
I know.
Need.
That's what I do.
I know.
And Spike trying to play this role where he's trying to rally the troops, and it just don't fit him.
No, I'm not trying to rally the troops. You're right. That's not who I am. Here's what it is. The perception of me is that I'm always negative. That's not what it is. What it is when I feel like people have gone too far one way, I point out the other side. So that's what you're seeing. I'm not a rally the troops guy. I'm not a rally the troops guy, 100%.
And you know, and something a little off topic, you know, to close it out. All I know is, Spike, you grew up with, like, you know, a prominent father. Yo, if I cost my father 100 bands,
oh yeah,
man, I'm gonna be in a grave.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Seriously. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you know, good show today. Sorry I'm late. You know, I've been in Cleveland all week. You know, speaking in conferences. You know, Ohio legend. I'm trying to get my stats up like Ike and Hugh.
Man, get them checks, man. You know get them checks. So like, see, I feel like, you.
Yep. So you know, and when WIP pay me for the leadoff hitter, you know, I'm gonna be here all the time. You know.
Wow. Looking for a new contract. Interesting.
You know. But yo, good show, y'all. Holla at y'all.
All right, Corey. All right.
100K to that kid, by the way.
Yeah, so just to what he was talking about, the kid who stole the number off his dad's iPad and gave it to his friend, and they phony phone called Shador Sanders. His dad is the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. The NFL fined the Atlanta Falcons $200,000 for the phony phone call.
That was $250,000.
$250,000, and fined the defensive coordinator himself $100,000.
Expensive phone call,
man.
Dude, that first of all, that kid's grounded forever.
Yeah.
But second of all, that feels a little
over the top,
heavy-handed. $100,000
to
the guy.
Make sure it doesn't happen.
Trying to make sure it don't happen again.
Yeah. They're making I know.
Yeah. $100,000.
I mean,
well, you're telling me it happens every year.
No, that's what I'm saying. But from an actual official team,
right, coach.
Or what have you's kid. That's why it's a heavy fine. Because if this had been some regular kid, they couldn't do anything about it.
Right, yes. Like
they wouldn't have been able to find him. But since it happened with a coach's kid, not only did they get the coach, they got the organization as well.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
Yeah, I'm sure the Falcons are. Yeah, he won't be at the team barbecue.
No.
And that's a former Falcons legend talking in there.
Yeah.
I knew I shouldn't have said nothing.
Speaking of this whole thing, I saw a tweet from a very own Ruben Amaro Jr., saying that whoever did the phony phone call, it should be
like they should be put in
this
jail.
Life in prison.
Yeah, should be put in jail or something. There should be.
He deleted it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh
wow, did he?
Yeah. He was mad.
You thought it was a little harsh. Yeah, it was a little harsh though.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, Rube, I phony phone call.
They've been doing that for 30 years.
Yeah.
Dude, and on a serious note, man, this thing with John Elway is, I mean, it's tragic.
I didn't see.
Did you see this thing with John Elway? Yeah. So over the weekend, he's at a golf outing or something, some type of function, and he's riding back to the house, his golf cart, and his friend that's with him.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
I don't know how I missed.
He had to be hanging on the golf cart.
The friend
falls from the golf cart, hits his head. Had been in a coma the last couple of days. Died not too long ago.
What?
Yeah.
This is his agent.
Was it his agent? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, long
from,
time
from
friend.
A fall
yeah.
off a golf
off
cart?
Off a golf cart, man. That's what I said. And Jack and I, we've been on plenty of golf courses. I've been on golf carts, and yes, I've had a few when I've been on a golf cart. This has got to be the worst thing I've ever heard of from a golf cart.
Yeah.
I don't even know how fast the golf cart could have been going.
Yeah, but does a golf cart go 15 miles an hour?
It's that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, could have been going down a hill. I mean,
unless there's
and
more
then,
to the story.
Or they make like a sharp turn, he comes flying. I mean, like I've flipped a golf cart before. You know,
I've never flipped a golf cart.
It was a bad idea.
Well,
yeah.
It's also,
recommend it.
You fall wrong on your head, like if you hit a rock.
Yeah, 61. Yeah. So, you're talking about an older gentleman. Yeah, And now you know the worst part is, what state of mind were they in?
Oh, because guys are drunk when they're. I don't know that happened.
But usually, like I said, Jack and I, we golf a lot. That's usually what you're doing, having a good time out there. So you wonder, was that part of the equation? And John Elway has to deal with that, as well as his good friend, who Jack just said is his agent of 30 plus years, died. Now I think the wives were out there with him.
Oh,
so he's
God.
Out there with it. Like, yeah, man, it's yeah, it's crazy. I just saw it where he said he passed away today. So, yeah, I guess this happened over the weekend and he had been in a coma.
Man, life is short, man. Oh, my God. It's not, you know, every time you get in a car, you know it could happen. But
just don't expect that on a golf cart.
A golf cart.
Yeah, you just don't expect that.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, 215-592-94. I don't know. I don't know how to go to.
Text line's coming up.
Yeah, text line is coming up.
So leading is off. Phil's baseball coming up at 6:45.
So is leading off.
Well, maybe I should have waited then.
You do that at the beginning.
I should have waited to do that.
It's
you got to read here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike.
We asked about a blue chew.
And Fritz. No, we would have moved that.
Yeah, let's talk some gambling.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide.
Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.